Today's hottest music hot 103's big show. Good morning, and Joey, I'm really excited about our guest today.
I think he just brought a whole nother level of energy to the show.
The hype, yeah.
We got James joining us, of course. We've been telling you guys about this. Of course, Southwest Brawl brings you Gods of War. You do not want to miss out. Get your tickets. What's up? Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining
us.
We have James with us today. James, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do.
Yes, good morning, everybody. My name is James Avery Pleasant II. I'm from El Paso, Texas, and I'll be fighting in Las Cruces. I'm a New Mexico State University alumni.
All right.
It's going to be May 31st, everybody.
So are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Like, you're more than ready,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I was at those graduations, and I saw the Pan Am Center, and I said, yep, this is just right.
That's awesome.
I was scoping the place out.
Very nice. Very nice. So, NMSU, you've been, of course, obviously an Aggie. We have another Aggie in the building with us as well.
Right, which is pretty awesome. Tell us about yourself. Give us a little bit of your background.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a 95 baby. You know, I just turned 30. Oh, all downhill from here. No,
I understand that.
We're on the other side of that 30, just so you know.
But actually, my first amateur fight was in Las Cruces at the convention center, and that was back in 2014. You know, I just graduated high school. So I've been doing this a long time, about 11 years now. Just in love with the sport. I'm also an electrical engineer, you know, so nerd by day and fighter by night.
I like that.
That is awesome. Yeah. All right, so, I mean, we're what, a couple days away from the big fights? So what are you doing to prepare? Besides coming and hanging out with us, I mean, that's part of the regimen, right? That's part of the training.
Well, I was like,
that's a given.
That.
That's a given.
Yeah. Right? So how are you getting ready as we're getting closer to the fight night?
So as we get closer to the fight night, you know, we just tone it down a little bit. We can't go too hard, mess anybody up or hurt ourselves or anything like that. You know, so we're just working on technique, on the strategy, and getting our weight right, and our mind right.
Okay, all right. So he's getting his mind right. He's chilling. He's
ready to heal.
So when you practice, do you do it around here or is it in El Paso?
Oh, no, we have our own spot in El Paso, or technically in Santa Teresa, but we have our own cage. It's a small group of us. We are called the Yokai MMA, baby.
All right, so shout-outs to them. And I got to ask you, so one of the questions that we had just recently we were talking about when it comes to training, how do you feel like when you're having to train in, like, higher elevation? Like, do you feel like it helps you out, like, especially when it comes to breathing? Talk to us a little bit about just some of the techniques going into you getting ready for training.
So I'll give you guys a little secret. I have asthma. Don't tell anybody.
Hey!
Like, we are asthmatics here.
All right! All right.
No, we live in the desert.
Team asthma right here. All right. Okay. So, all right.
So anywhere that it's not dry and trying to kill you, you know, those sunsets are beautiful, but that's all dust in the air turning it pink and purple. And, you know, it's like, anxiety.
Right.
So, okay. So, of course, getting ready for the big fight. Of course, Gods of War is going to be happening at the Pan American Center. You got to get your tickets. You do not want to miss out. And what else you got going on? You got a big fight coming up, but what are some other trainings you got going on? What you got working out?
What do I got working out? Yeah. So this, mind you, I'm the number one seed in New Mexico and Arizona, okay?
Okay.
And so the guy I'm fighting right now, I'm defending my title belt, and it was funny because we were going to fight in Texas for a belt, but, you know, it fell through, and I said, you know what? I'll put my New Mexico belt on the line. Come through.
All right. Nice. So you need to come through. Make sure you guys go and get your tickets. You do not want to miss out on this. I think this is so awesome, because the fact we got someone from New Mexico here with us.
James, tell us why we can't miss out on this event.
You know, you can't miss out on this event. It's huge. Like I said, we used to be at the Las Cruces Convention Center. We sold that place out. You know, so now we're going to be at the Pan Am. There's going to be some really good local fighters on there. Like, for example, Richard Jennings. Him and I actually fought in 2018 for the amateur belt.
Okay.
Which was also in Las Cruces. So, you know, there's just a lot of local talent. And you got to support the fighters. You know, buy a t-shirt. Like their Instagram post. Share it with your friends. You never know who wants to go see a fight in person.
So is there someone that you're super excited to watch fight during this?
Myself, but I can't watch myself.
Yes, right. Y'all, someone video me.
We can watch you.
Yes. Do you feel like you're ready for this fight?
Oh, I've been ready.
Good.
You know, it's always the best part when it's at home and you have your friends and family that could just come by instead of when you travel and fight. You know, it's
true.
Like, man, you can only bring a couple people.
Okay,
but this time we're bringing the whole city and the city next door, and everybody's coming over.
Yes, Alamogordo too. Get down here.
That's right. We need a Hatch, Tier C, Deming. We need everybody to come out to the Pan American Center to come and have some fun.
So when you win, what is next for you?
What's next? Oh, we're going to party. We're going to celebrate. We're going to eat. Oh, man, it's going to be fun. That's what's next.
Okay, that's a good brought me to my next question. What's the cheat meal after? What's the cheat meal?
Oh, man. So I love fish. Anything fish, like sushi. If you guys, the sushi place in El Paso called Akasushi. Yes, go there.
Very nice. Your favorite place.
Yes. So after he wins, he's hitting up and he's getting some sushi. That's the way to do it.
Hot sake.
All right, y'all got to get your tickets. Of course, if you want to learn more about Gods of War, you can go to hot103.fm and get the details. Click on concerts and events.
So, James, anyone you have to shout out?
Of course, I got to shout out my mama. I love you. And then my papa and all my friends and family. 915, Las Cruces, baby. El Paso, baby. Chuco Town, let's go.
That's right. You can't do it without family. Always the mama you have to shout out.
I know, right, Chevette? You didn't shout me out.
No, you'll be in trouble. I understand that. But
we get that. We get that, too. And they're like, you didn't shout us out? What are you doing? Like, and you guys work at the radio station. What are y'all doing?
That'll be the real fight, right?
Give us a rundown again. What is happening Pan American Center? Give us all the details for those who just tuning in.
So, all the details. Southwest Brawl presents Gods of War. Saturday, May 31st. Doors open at 6. Starts at 7. Oh, it's going to be a battle. So, be there.
Yeah, don't miss out.
That's right. Y'all don't want to miss out. And, of course, we thank you so much for joining us and being on the show today.
James, thank you so much for bringing the party in here.
No, the party was already brought.